The embattled vice president is optimistic that an adjoint judiciary will allow his removal by President Obasanjo. The president announced Abubakar's removal shortly after the vice president was nominated to run in next year's presidential election on the ticket of the newly formed Action Congress Party. The Action Congress has reacted angrily to the president's declaration, and party spokesman Lai Mohammed says the opposition will, as he put it, resist the vice president's dismissal.
We're going to court first to exercise our fundamental human rights of freedom of association, and we're writing a letter to both the CGN and the National Assembly. We are meeting today also, that the Board of Trustees of the party, to examine the way forward. But one thing I can assure you is that we are not letting up. And we believe that this kind of lawlessness and, unconstitutionalism must be resisted.
Several of Nigeria's leading lawyers have expressed worry over the rather arbitrary nature of the present action without recourse to the courts or National Assembly, which has constitutional power to impeach the vice president. Mazi Oku, an Abuja-based lawyer, says the president's conduct could set a very bad precedent with grave consequences for the democratic process.
My take on the legal position as a lawyer of many years, the ways to remove a vice president or deputy governor or vice chairman of a local government are very clearly stated. I therefore regard the dismissal or sacking of the vice president by the president as illegal and unconstitutional. And the danger is that if it goes through, it sets a very bad example for Nigerians, because then any governor will get up and sack his deputy. And that would be dangerous for our democracy.
Some analysts warn that even when the vice president obtains a court order restoring him, the president may ignore the order, precipitating a possible constitutional crisis. Abubakar had been Obasanjo's deputy since May 1999, but the two men fell out over an attempt by the president to seek a third term in office. Political tensions are rising ahead of crucial elections in April. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。